I've been working on the software that manages confidential VMs on ARM in QEMU and Cloud Hypervisor, and that got me wondering how we compute the reference values that correspond to a given VM and that are checked during attestation. I'd like to give a quick overview of the findings so far and present a tool that allows to compute those values. This is the kind of software stack that we were considering. Mathieu talked about it during yesterday's confidential computing session. On the top left, the VMM creates and manages the VM. The hypervisor KVM talks to its trusted counterpart RMM to install the VM. Then RMM starts the guest, which contains at least an application and a kernel, but can contain a lot of different components like a EFI firmware, a bootloader, a paravisor, or containers, anything you can think of. Any of these components can request attestation at runtime from a verifier. The attestation flow should look familiar. Initially, we provision the verifier with reference values. During attestation, the verifier sends a challenge, a nonce to the attester. Then RMM and the hardware creates an attestation token, a quote, and sign it. And then the verifier checks those the signature and compares the values contained in the attestation token against its reference values. If they match, it sends a positive result. On the right, the attestation token is split between information about the platform and information about the code and data that goes into the RAM, which is what I will be focusing on. I forgot to say the realm is what we call the trusted environment on the right here. So the question is, when we create the VM, RMM measures everything that goes into the realm. So it starts by hashing the VM parameters to create the initial measurement, the RIM. And whenever we load an image into the realm, it hashes each page of that image and adds it to the RIM. It also hashes the initial VCP registers. So the order of operation is crucial because each operation takes a RIM as input. There are also runtime measurements that components within the RAM can extend. They can hash some images they're loading, for example, and add that hash to the runtime measurement. The question is, how do we compute this RIM as a reference value provider? The easy way is to just run the whole payload once on a machine you trust and extract the RIM that you can then provision into the verifier. In general, that is impractical and it won't be feasible because you won't have access to the machine that runs your payload. So we've created this tool, CCI Real Measurements. It's hosted under the Verizon project. You pass it the images that you load into the RAM and the command line parameters of your VMM, and it outputs a reference value that you can provision your verifier with. The main complexity in calculating the RIM is that there is no standard ARM VM. Each VMM will have their own way of loading a payload, and they will have their own memory map and their own IRQ map. because we want to measure the firmware tables that describe the platform to the RAM, we need to know exactly that memory map. So the tool defines a canonical loading order for the operations that went into the RAM calculation. And it also describes a couple of virtual platforms. So if the VMM follows that specification, then we can generate the firmware tables, measure them, and we'll end up with the same same measurements. A possible problem with pre-computing the RAM this way is that it doesn't scale well. For each possible configuration, you need to generate a RAM. So even with a strict VM specification, it could become unmanageable if you want to add lots of different parameters. So we've explored a way to do it dynamically. Instead of provisioning the verifier with the RAM reference value, we can equip it with the ability to compute the RAM during attestation. The way it works is when creating the VM, the VMM also creates a log of anything that went into computing the RAM. The log is unmeasured and it's passed through the firmware table. And during attestation, the attester sends this log alongside the attestation token. The verifier then attempts to compute the RAM by passing the log. It's important to note that the log is untrusted, but the images that we use to compute the RAM are trusted, and the parameters that are in the log can be checked against a policy that we load into the verifier. If the verifier manages to come up with the same RAM as the one in the attestation token, then it can send a positive result, and it can also cache the RAM as a reference value for later. I've been conflating the verifier and the relying party here. So we have a prototype of this based on the key broker that Mathieu mentioned yesterday. So the key broker is the relying party and talks to a verifier to get some part of the attestation to, for example, get the platform token, and then the key broker itself can compute the RAM at runtime. So I've presented three options for computing the RAM token, and our tool allows to experiment with two of them. It's a proof of concept at the moment, and we like input from possible users about what we should be focusing on next. There are a few things to standardize, in particular the protocol that we use to send a log alongside the attestation token. That will be needed as well for runtime measurements, which are can be augmented randomly by components running in the log, so running in the RAM. So we do need describing what calculations went in there. That's most of it, and there are some links in the slides for everything I talked about. You can recreate everything, you can run everything on there. On your laptop, it's all based on QMU and the ARM fast model, so it's easy to run a demo of this. Yeah, that's all. Sorry? It's how big is the log? For the RIM, it's very small, but so we only store hashes of the images that went in there. So it's a few hashes and a couple of parameters, not much. So I've been wondering if instead of pre-generating the firmware tables, we could also pass the whole firmware table in the log, so the verifier can check the content instead of us generating it. So that would be a bit bigger, but not too much.
To what extent has the protocol been designed for use cases like IoT? I know a lot of the ARM initial work has been designed for sort of server-side stuff, but ARM has a lot of IoT and smaller device usage, and I was wondering if there's been thought put to how well this all maps to different usages.
How well does this map to IoT? For the moment, we've been focusing on cloud computing. So this is all based on a demo that represent a cloud workload. But the tool is generic. It's a very small library that you can use for anything you want. So the principle of launching a VM on ARM can be could be derived to IoT as well. It's something I'd like to explore more. Yeah.
How are you planning to use the TCG UEFI event log, and what is your planned root of trust there? Because if you're using BTPM UEFI specifications, the errors are not protected, and if you can fix this, basically you save like downstream like a lot of issues. So the question is, why do you want to use it, and what are you exactly using it?
Right. The question is, do we plan to use the TCG DPM log? And where is the root of trust in there? So we are basing the log format on the TCG DPM 2 at the moment. We're just adding a few event types in there. And the root of trust in the ARM CCA architecture is based on the hardware security chip, and that's the chip that signs the attestation token that goes out to the verifier. So all the measurements which are performed by the RMM are chained to this hardware root of trust. Did I answer your questions?
So you would then get from the ARM signature over the entire log, back when you request it, or is it per event?
It's the only thing that we trust is the final calculation of the RIM. So unless we arrive to this RIM value, we are not trusting anything in between. So The log only describes the different steps that went into calculating that end. For the host infrastructure, does this have we given any thought in the live patching on the host? Not me in particular, but I know there is some effort to modify or to update the firmware and the kernel at runtime. So you can ask.
Yeah. Any idea when there will be some hardware with it?
Any hardware with it? No, I don't know. At the moment, it's all based on QMU or the fast model.
One quick question I have is, you mentioned attestation protocol, and as far as I understood from your answer to Thomas was that event log is not so big. So I wonder if you have explored for this that attested TLS protocol simply can be used for this. Do you see any problems in using attest the TLS protocol, especially when the log is small?
Use the attested TLS protocol when the log is small. I don't quite see where that fits in with the log.
I mean, you mentioned the attested protocol for attestation protocol for sending token plus log, right?
Right, that's...
So why don't you send it as part of the TLS protocol itself?
Yes, no, there is no problem with that. It's just adding, so we send currently the attestation token raw as a CIBOR payload, and we need to add some fields in there to store the log, and that's all I meant.
Okay, so it's not the attestation protocol that's the problem, so it's format?
Yeah, absolutely.
Okay, so that's... Thanks.